problem at the moment now, it's getting the proper accommodation for instance, for this family at the minute. Dunkrama site is a transient accommodation for the county. At the minute, it's a 4 or 5 bay site, so this family would have to travel from Ballyshannon to live in Dunkrama, where they were resident in this town since they were born. In terms of, you know, Mindy, so it's kind of controversial in that sense that the family have to move that distance, where in the policies that came out 12 years ago from the National Travel Accommodation Consultant Committee, that transient sites should be in a 5 mile radius. You know what I mean? So if we had one in south of the county, it would resolve a lot of the issues that's happening at hand.
I mean, has there been any progress in the last 5 years when it comes to accommodating travellers?
I'll have to say, there's loads of progress, Sean, in terms of, you know what I mean, accommodating travellers, but the biggest failure would be the private renter sector. A lot of travellers has moved into private renter in terms of, I'm not saying that's a failure, but it's a failure in the sense that they're in 5, 6 years, 7 years, could be left 8 years within the private renter sector, and that in itself, you know, is costing a lot of money from the government in terms of keeping a person there in 7 or 8 years in private accommodation, or 8 years, and I would say that people should be accommodated within social housing or appropriate travel appropriate accommodation, you know.